Boker Tov.
We are on Mizmor Kuf Kaf. And with this Mizmor, we begin the Shir HaMa'alot, or the Mizmorim of Ascent, the Songs of Ascent. Before I say any introduction, I think it would make the most sense to just read through the Radak as he introduces these next 15 Mizmorim that we are about to study, because he brings the basic ideas behind them, or why they're special, what they are known for, and so on. Okay, so I'm looking in the Radak on Tehillim, Mizmor 120, Pasuk Aleph. Ready? Ela shirei ha'malotim chamisha asar. These songs of ascent that we are about to read are 15 chapters, 15 Mizmorim. Ve'amiru, and they said in the Gemara in Sukkah, daf nun aleph amud bet, ki ayu omrim utam halviim b'chameshesre madregot shayu b'harabayit ben ezrat Yisrael ezrat nashim. That these were songs that the Levim would sing while standing on the 15 stairs between the Ezrat Israel, the Ezrat Nashim and the Ezrat Israel. That's in front of Shar Nicanor, right? Yeah. That's in front of Shar Nicanor. It's the main gate. Shayu olim bahem me'ezrat Nashim le'ezrat Israel. That they would go up for these steps from the Ezrat Nashim to the Ezrat Israel.
I don't mean steps.
Yeah, exactly. Ve'omrim shirechad b'mala achat. And they would say each song on one step. So they would say this Mizmor on the first step, and then the next one on the second step, and so on, until the 15th step, which was the final Mizmor of the Shir HaMa'alot. Okay? That's one opinion of the significance of these Mizmorim, that they were special songs that were said in the Beit HaMikdash, specifically in that location in front of Shar Nicanor on those steps. Okay. Next opinion. Ve'amiru zikron mirbacha darshu od, also in that same Gemara, In Nun Gimel Amud Aleph in Gemara Sukkah, Hane 15 Ma'alot Keneged Mi Amaran David. These 15 Ma'alot Keneged Mi Amaran David. What did David say them about, or about whom did he say them? Amru Shebeshar Shekara David Shitin. When David built, he built the pits for the libations to go down. Yeah, for the Mizbeach, exactly. For the libations of the Mizbeach, or any of the liquids on the Mizbeach, yeah, to go down from Perush Yisodot Levet HaMikdash, which were the foundations of the Beit HaMikdash, Allah HaTehom, the waters from the depth came up. Ufachadu She'atzifi Shtof Kol HaOlam. And they were scared everyone was scared. Yeah. Everyone got scared that the waters from the Tehom would come up through these foundations of the Beit HaMikdash and wash away the entire world. Katav Achitofel Shemam Forash Untano Batehom. So then Achitofel took Shemam Forash and threw it into the depth, probably through the Shitin, I'm assuming. Viarada Teom Sheshesre Alfe Ama. And the depth, the waters of the depth, they went down 16,000 amot. Amar, and then David said, Tov Hayal Olam Shelo Yered Kol Kach Atehom. It would have been better for the world, for the Tehom, to not go that deep down, 16,000 amot down. Ki amayim en tzorech ha'olam ve'aretz mitlachlachat min ha'tehom. For the water is the necessity of the land, and the land gets moistened from the waters of the depth. Amar 15 ma'alot ve'he'elau 15 alfe ama. So David responded and said these 15 shir ma'alot, and each shir, each mizmor that he sang, the waters came up 1,000 amah until they settled at 1,000 amot beneath the surface of the earth. Ve'emido al elef amah. Ve'agaon Rav Sadia. Okay, so that was Perush number 2, also from the Gemara. Okay, so you have two opinions of the Gemara. One simple, probably Peshat. One Midrashek that would need to be deciphered, because it's very cryptic. Hagan Rav Sadia, Zichron Livracha Peresh, Shira Ma'alot, Shayu Ne'marim, Ashir Ma'alu, B'tikboret Kol Me'od, Ufkol Shir Me'em, Ayu Ma'alim Akol. So, third opinion is that these are just songs that they said with a lot more music, a lot more Shir. Shira Ma'alot is the ascendance of the music, right? The Ma'aleh, the music would go up, so the music was higher on these. That's a very Pashtun interpretation. And then there's one more opinion. Vere Yesh Lefaresh Od, Ki perusha malot, malot ha-galut. Malot means alot, coming up from the galut.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
She'atidim Israel la'alot me'atzot ha-galut el-eretz Israel. For in the future, the Jews are going to leave the galut and go to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'elu ashirim ne'amarim al lishon b'nei ha'galut kulam. And if you read these mizmorim, you will realize that they're all sung in the lashon as if it's people of the galut singing them, which you will see in the first mizmor. Ve'zachar b'ayim sarat ha'galut. And you're going to see recognition of the difficulties of the galut in these mizmorim. Ve'zachar b'ayim tochelet ha'yeshua. And you also have the hope of Yeshua, ve'avtachatah shetiye al kol panim, and the Yeshua that and the promise that it'll happen at some point. So we have four opinions of what makes these next 15 mizmorim unique or special. The first opinion is that it's the Levim saying them on the 15 steps in the Beit HaMikdash. The second opinion is that they Achitofel caused the waters of the depth to go all the way down 16,000 amot, and David sang these mizmorim to bring them back up to 1,000 amot within the surface of the earth. Or, according to Rav Saadia, it was just that the music was more intense for these, so it's Shir HaMa'alot. The going up is the sound of the music. Or it's Aliyah L'Eretz Yisrael, and these are being sung by people in the Galut. So that, I think, is the most useful opinion, the fourth one. Because now, at least we have something to anchor our understanding on. Like, whenever we see something, we could try to determine, oh, this sounds like it's from the Galut, so now we know what Radak was talking about, okay? Let's go. Pasuk Aleph of 120. Shira Ma'alot, Song of the Ascents. El Adonai Batsaratali Karati Vaya'aneni. Song to Hashem, when I had Sarah, when it was difficult for me, I called out and he answered me. Maybe we'll switch books. Okay? I called out and he answered me. Adonai, Hatzila nafshi misefat sheker min lashon rumia. Lord Hashem, please save me from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. I could see how that's galut. That's a major galut experience. In the galut, we are very much contingent on or dependent on the words of the goyim, and the goyim don't have emet v'yatziv v'yashar as a value the way Am Yisrael has, because Am Yisrael, the whole foundation of our philosophy is on God, and the most precise or best way to define God is Adonai Elohim Emet, right? That's like the essence of Borei Olam that we could say is that he's truth, he represents truth, and nothing in the philosophical books, that's like the only way to describe God is that he is Emet, right?
There's a Gemara that says that Hashem's semel, his stamp is matbea.
Yeah.
Is Emet.
Right. Hashem's stamp is matbea, is Emet. That's like the essence of Borei Olam is Emet. So for Am Yisrael, when we are in the Galut, we are dependent on the words of Goyim who don't have Emet as a value. And we see that in today in the media, in the way Am Yisrael is treated in the media. And in Lanu, we can only be Nish'an on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, because only He is Emet. Pasuk Gimel, Ma yiten lecha, ma yosif lach, lashon ramiya. What gain will it give you, and what will it add to you, your deceitful tongue? Okay.
Being deceitful doesn't help.
Being deceitful doesn't help you in the long run, at least. You think you're gaining, but you're not. Pasuk Dalid, Chitze gibor shenunim, im gahaler tamim. The words of deceit are like chitze giborim shinunim. They're like sharp arrows of the warrior. Im gahale retamim. With the burning coals of what's a retamim? Of the broom brush. Okay, I don't know exactly what that means, but burning coals. Now, I could see why words of deceit would be compared to arrows, right? Because they could kill from afar. You say Lashon Hara about someone here, in the other half of the world, other side of the world, his reputation is ruined.
Also, can't take it back. Once you shoot
and once you shoot it, you can't take it back. All those things we've seen in the Chafetz Chaim, honestly. Yeah. What about Gachale Retamim? Radak is a beautiful perush on why words of deceit are compared to Gachalim. Because if you ever noticed, when is a coal the hottest? When it's white. Oh. When the coal is white. Oh. Now, you can't tell. Typically, fire is red. I mean, fire is fire. So when you see the coal and it's white, you would never assume that it's so hot. But really on the inside, it's a burning fire.
Wow.
So the words of deceit are like coals in the sense that they look like they're lavan. They look like they're not hot. And inside, they're burning up a flame. Okay?
Wow.
Oyali ki garti meshech shachanti ima hole kedar. Woe to me that I live in Meshech and I dwell in the tents of Kedar. Radak explains, so Meshech has two possible interpretations. Either it means, Oyali ki garti Meshech, that I've spent a long time, a continuous amount of time in the tents of Kedar, or Meshech is a place also in next to the Ahole Kedar. Either way, it's talking about the Galut of Ishmael.
Yeah.
And then Radak says, why is it referencing the Galut of Ishmael and not the Galut of Roma? Because Rov, at the time of the Galut, the first Galut, most of the Jews were in the Galut of Ishmael. They went east.
It seems like Rashid disagrees. He says, Garti Meshech im b'nei Yefet. Ooh. Paras v'yavan o Meshech.
Interesting. So Rashid says, no, not like Radak.
Yeah.
That Meshech is... Yavan is a
place.
But it's part of Yefet, meaning it's part of like the Roma, Galut Roma, and Ahole Kedar would be Galut Ishmael. Okay, but either way, this fits into Radak's thing that the whole Mizmor is talking about someone speaking from the vantage point of the Galut.
Mm-hmm.
Woe to me that I've been in Meshech and in Ahole Kedar, that I've spent so much time amongst the Goyim, who are constantly lying about me and shooting arrows of deceit at me and are like burning coals who are very dangerous. Rabat shachena lah nafshi im sone shalom. I think Rabat just means for a long time.
Yeah.
Right? For a long time, my soul has dwelt with people who hate peace. Ani shalom v'chi adaber, and I am peace. But when I try to speak, hem alam milchama, all they want is war.
Oh.
This mizmor is so much what's
huge.
Our experience in the Galut. This mizmor is so right our experience in the Galut. All we want is peace. And Am Yisrael would do anything for peace. And v'chi adaber, but when we speak, hemma la milchama. Oy ali ki garti meshech. Woe to us that we live with the goyim. Woe to us that we are living with the Ahole Kedar next to us. Woe to us that Rabat shachena lah nafshi im sone shalom. I have to dwell so much with the people who hate peace. Bezal Hashem, we should have the zechut that we will not have to be subservient to those who hate peace. And we could live amongst our own people who are followers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and who believe that Hashem is emet and only want emet and shalom. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen v'amen.